Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk a little bit about iodine thyroid and how potentially this can help you with symptoms and maybe weight loss. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and today I've got a special guest here from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and she's going to talk a little, or help me talk a little bit about, you know, iodine as well as thyroid. And this is Kat Keller. She's the manager there at the nutritional store at the Center for Weight Loss Success. Say hello to everyone, Kat.
Oh, hi, Dr. Clark. I'm really happy to be here today in your special podcast about thyroid and iodine. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions. We've got a brand new supplement in the store. It's called iThyroid. And clients are asking, what is iThyroid? And I will let them know that it's something that can really benefit the health of your thyroid. And so they're asking me, well, why do I need iThyroid, what is a thyroid deficiency, and what might my symptoms be?
All right, kind of a lot of big broad topic there with that question. But iodine is extremely important, and it can affect how well or how poorly your thyroid functions. So now, thyroid insufficiency or thyroid deficiency, if you want to call it that, can have lots of symptoms. And the symptoms are incredibly common. And a lot of people notice these things and they wonder, can it be my thyroid? And often they've, you know, had their quote thyroid checked, and I've been told it was normal. Okay, but may not be optimal. We'll get back to that. But some of the symptoms of kind of thyroid deficiency, very common: hair loss, brittle nails, dry skin, migraines, joint pain, lethargy, fatigue, sleepiness, weight gain, constipation, menstrual problems, depression, intolerance to cold. This is a really common one. I just have cold hands, cold feet all the time. Sometimes even related to cholesterol, which isn't a symptom that you would feel, but you may notice on blood work. So lots of things that if your thyroid's not functioning optimally, that it can affect. And certainly in our, you know, in our specialty is that we're asked about weight all the time. And since the thyroid affects your overall metabolism, now what that means is that basically it's, when I say your overall metabolism, it's literally how every single cell in your body utilizes energy and subsequently then is working up to snuff, so to speak. So kind of if the thyroid's not working well, lots of other things can potentially go way out of whack. Weight is just one of them. But I listed all kinds of really common symptoms. And if any of our listeners out there notice those symptoms, potentially their thyroid's not working perfectly. Now, often when we're seeing patients, and I see this all the time, and I'm sure you do when they're coming into the store there, is that they often are told that their thyroid is normal. And what that usually means is that they've typically had a screening test for thyroid problems, which usually means TSH. If you've had a TSH, and TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And TSH is something, it is a screening test. It's not the greatest screening test in the world, but it is a screening test. But in theory, okay, the thyroid stimulating hormone, okay, this is made by your anterior pituitary gland. And it's made by the pituitary gland, and it's what's sending the message to your thyroid gland to work. Okay. And in theory, if the TSH is normal, that means your thyroid is working normal. But of course, that's somewhat of a leap of faith, because just because the message is normal, which is the TSH telling the thyroid to work, that doesn't necessarily mean your thyroid really is working normally. And then that also gets in that concept of what is normal versus optimal. Okay, normal just means you fall into, you know, 95% range of everybody else in the population. Optimal, okay, you'd rather be on the top half of that, or okay, in the better end of that bell curve, so to speak. So with the thyroid's not, if it isn't working perfectly, we can actually do more than just a screening test. And so often we'd actually get a full thyroid panel. Specifically, you should definitely get what's called a T3 drawn. The T3 lab work, T3 is thyroxine. It's the working hormone. Okay, the working hormone there is T3. Every single cell, if it's going to work well, has to have receptors for it. So the T3 is the working hormone. If you're running on the low side, that means, okay, you have a slightly low thyroid. Now, we typically also will measure T4. T4 is kind of the pre-T3. You have to make the T3, but you make it from the T4. And the number on there, the 3 or the 4, typically has to do with the iodine, that there's going to be 3 versus 4 iodine molecules on this chemical molecule, the thyroxine. And if we take the one of them off from the 4 and make it a T3, that's the working hormone. The T4, you got to have plenty of that stockpile, though, in order to make the T3. So we typically are going to measure both T3 and T4 to see if they're working correctly. So that's kind of a little background on some of the thyroid. Now, you also mentioned kind of the iodine. Now, the iodine is extremely important too. Now, it used to be, you know, we got plenty of iodine because we have iodized salt. Okay, and iodized salt potentially, you know, it kept us having plenty of iodine. But we probably over the years have actually gotten less and less. So an iodine deficiency is a very common problem. Now, iodine by itself isn't necessarily the easiest thing to measure, okay? But iodine consumption over the last, you know, 50 years or so has decreased significantly. It's decreased about 50% from what it was in the 1970s there. Now, you'll notice in that period of time that a lot of things have changed in our society. Much higher risk of breast cancers, much higher risk of prostatic problems, much higher risk of obesity. Well, some of this may be directly related to iodine itself, in that we're not getting enough iodine. We cannot survive without iodine. Every single cell in our body has iodine receptors. Same thing with every single cell in our body has thyroid receptors too. So there are literally trillions of cells in our body. So we need to have kind of plenty of iodine there. And so optimizing your iodine intake can actually improve thyroid function as well. We can't actually make the thyroid hormone without plenty of iodine. Now, I mentioned earlier that, we used to get plenty, or we thought we got plenty of iodine from iodized salt. Well, a number of things about that is that iodized salt typically is it's very unstable. And that subsequently then, once the iodized salt container has been opened, is that it's going to lose most of its potency in within a month to 2 months of opening it. So all of a sudden the iodine content is way, way down, and we're not really getting the iodine that we should. Very likely, though, there also was not enough iodine within that. So kind of a long-winded answer there, Kat, as far as kind of what that first question was. So kind of as far as kind of when people are asking things like that, what else are they asking about? I guess I answered a lot of things, but...
Right. Some of the research that's out there talks about the fact that when you have your T3 tested and T4, that you were talking about how your pituitary then sends the iodine to your thyroid. So they were talking about how, yes, that part may show that that's all working, but if your body doesn't have enough iodine for the pituitary to send, it may be sending all that it has, but that all that it has is just not enough. So that's kind of what I've been reading some research out there. And I think you were talking about that the other day, that if you don't have enough iodine in your body and just right now, then you're it just won't work correctly, but it will show that it works correctly. So, and then, so people always ask me, well, how much iodine do I need? And if I take this iThyroid supplement, can I possibly take too much of it?
Okay. Yeah, let me go back up a little bit. It's kind of the pituitary gland itself isn't actually sending the iodine. The pituitary gland is actually just sending the messenger, the TSH. The iodine is actually just something that we are eating, ingesting, and your thyroid is using, and it needs to use there. But I'm going to back up even further, is that iodine has been around, and we know that we've needed iodine for a good 100 years. So this isn't something brand new. And iodine used to be used to treat all kinds of things. Probably many people may remember that their, you know, grandma used to have, you know, bottles of iodine. We used to clean everything with, and it is great as an antiseptic. But it actually, iodine was used previously to treat lots of different things. And it actually works very well in treatment for like fibrocystic breast tissue. Iodine has anti-cancer potential, antibacterial potential there. So it's going to be used for a lot of other things besides just thyroid. Okay, so it can help with skin problems, certainly the thyroid as we mentioned, but ovarian problems, you know, prostate problems, certain infections, migraines, the breast pain, and just fatigue in itself that iodine can actually treat, even if your thyroid's working fine. So kind of when we start asking about how much iodine does someone need, well, your thyroid gland itself needs about 3 milligrams every single day. And so we need at least that much. Okay, but then the rest of the body actually needs some iodine as well. The thyroid's the main one, but the rest of the body needs iodine as well. So typically, one's going to need at least that much, 3 milligrams, but often are going to benefit from actually taking higher doses. Now, this is somewhat controversial because there are certain, certain physicians that we've often been taught that, gee, we don't want to get too much iodine because too much iodine can cause goiters, right? Well, actually, that's never actually been shown to be true, but that was the fear, and that was what I was taught when I was in medical school, that, gee, if you have too much iodine, you can get a goiter from that. You get a goiter from not enough, too. But that was often taught, and it actually comes back to a study that was done in the 1950s that when they went back and actually looked at that study, they found out, well, no one actually measured the, and this was in a rodent study, it was like mouse thyroids. You know, they gave them too much iodine that they could get this goiter, and actually found out, well, they never actually measured to see if they got a goiter or not, or an enlarged thyroid, but everything we were taught was based on that. And so subsequently that it's actually very difficult to get too much iodine. Now, one of the problems nowadays is that because our bodies are exposed to lots of other what's called halides, and halides are just, if you look at the chemical, you know, that chemical table out there, there's bromide, fluoride, iodine, one of them, but some of these other ones, the bromide, fluoride, will actually displace some of the iodine on the iodine receptors. And so subsequently then you may actually need some higher doses initially to actually get those iodine receptors having the iodine on them, as opposed to these other things. So most people are going to need between 6 and 12 milligrams of iodine a day, and sometimes even much higher doses than that. Again, this is somewhat of a controversial subject, but it seems as time goes on, we're learning more and more that we're probably not getting nearly enough iodine. Again, a long, rambling answer for a kind of what you would have thought of was a simple question, but it actually isn't that simple.
Yeah, so with our new supplement, iThroid, we've been really excited to have that in the nutrition store, and we strongly urge, you know, people to look into the iodine research that's out there and come in and know that they can get a very safe and pharmaceutical grade version of iodine in a complex that you recommend.
Absolutely, yes, it is available there in the store. We actually do have a kind of a thyroid support, which is not just has very tiny amount of iodine in it, but actually has some of the herbal things out there that can actually help with promoting thyroid health as well. And those are sometimes, besides needing thyroid hormone, because some people don't really, if their thyroid's not working perfectly, sometimes just supplementing with iodine or the thyroid support herbal supplements can actually be all that they need. Now, some people actually do need extra thyroid, and that typically is a prescription thing. We have to run a number of lab tests on that to actually sort that out. We do some of that here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, as well as through our associate corporation, which is the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness. So if people are in, if listeners are interested in that, we certainly can kind of go along those lines as well. All right, Kat, thank you for kind of showing up. I kind of took over the discussion there. Anything last little tidbits of information you want to put out there to our listeners?
Just that stop in the store. We have the iThroid complex. We have the thyroid support complex. They are both priced fairly reasonably, and we'd love to see you. And if you have any more questions, feel free to stop by and chat us up.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Kat. And to wind this down, if you want more information concerning just weight loss and overall health, join up to our Losing Weight USA. The website there is www.losingweightusa.com, and you'll get more information. You get access to me to ask questions every single week when I do my live webinar, as well as get information, tips on weight loss, as well as overall health, as well as healthy recipes. All right, well, thank you everyone for listening. I'm going to sign this off. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Have a good day, everyone.